May I inquire of the time division now? Where are we?
The minority still has 41 seconds remaining.
A nearly 40-hour marathon session in the Senate has ended today without the payoff sought by Republicans. Republicans called the session hoping it would force Democrats to finally agree to a yes or no vote on some of President Bush's appeals court nominees. If you missed the two straight nights of senatorial debate, have no fear. We've condensed the proceedings to a mere 90 seconds. Here's Republican Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee opening the session Wednesday night.
Today, we are launching a historic Justice for Justice marathon to confirm the president's judicial nominees and to highlight the Democrats' partisan obstructionism.
Mr. President, tonight I'd like to read a portion of a book. It's 1,040 pages. I assure you, Mr. President, I'm not going to read all 1,000 pages tonight.
I deeply believe that judges should be in the mainstream of American legal thinking, that they should have the temperament and the wisdom and the intellect to represent us well on the highest courts of our land.
So if I may start midway down on page 3.
This 168-4 is a joke. The four people in question are the only ones in the history of the country to come out of Judiciary Committee could never get to be voted upon. And that is very dangerous.
It was a deep, dark red, lushly veined with grays and greens.
The founders did not intend the Senate to roll over and play dead whenever the president tells them to.
Some people say, why are you doing this? Why are you taking up this time? So he gives us an opportunity to highlight the unfairness and the precedent that we're setting here and allow the people to weigh in a little bit.
This debate has actually helped our side because this fact stands out above all others. Are we being obstructionist when we approve 168 and reject 4? Everyone but the most extreme of Americans says absolutely not.
When Rome ruled the known world and the Senate ruled Rome. From the well, the columns and pilasters behind.
I hope the American people tell us what you'd like to have done, whether you'd like to have this kind of projected stalemate where nominees wait endlessly and where it takes 60 votes, a supermajority, to cut off debate and bring it to a vote, or whether you'd like us to follow the constitutional mandate of 51 votes in confirmation so that these judges may be confirmed, may take their places to see that justice is done in an equitable way within a reasonable time period.
For our liberty and for our law. And I just wanted to bring this to the Senate's attention. I know my time is drawing to an end, and I'll at this point yield back the balance of my time.
Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas, who read part of Robert Caro's book, Master of the Senate, during the Senate's 40-hour marathon session, which concluded today. We also heard from Senators Arlen Specter, Charles Schumer, Trent Lott, Ted Kennedy, Lindsey Graham, Dianne Feinstein, and Bill Frist. Day to Day is produced by Steve Proffitt and edited this week by Martha Little. The production staff includes Shireen Meraji, Nihar Patel, and Rob Sachs. Editors Alicia Montgomery and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our director is Catherine Fox. The technical director is Leo Dell'Aguila. Engineer Sean Corey Campbell. And the executive producer is J.J. Sutherland. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. Alex Chadwick is back on Monday. I'm Madeline Brand.